I think it's time that we see, we figure out why by cholos or bo sakana you need to do the rabbanan b'shini, but you could do the raisa b'shini also. So I give my svara again, just a diuk in the Ramban. Rav Shechter has a very completely different approach. So I don't know if everyone's seen it in the Eretz Tzvi. It's kedai to go through because he leads then into malacha shein etzricha lagufa and how that fits in, and that's very interesting. How do you handle malacha shein etzricha lagufa, which is really a derabanan for a cholos shein bo sakana? Is that going to be mutter or aser? B'shinui, even without b'shinui, and we'll see because there's a Gemara about it and the Mishnah Berurah, and then Rabbi Bodner in his Sefer says, you know, in one place it seems like the Mishnah Berurah said it's aser, and in five other places he said it's mutter, but it's really aser because of the following, and all of those shiny. So you could flip it and say no, it's really mutter and only that one shiny. But so we'll take a look. Fine. So Rav Shechter, it's in the Eretz Tzvi Sim Zvav. It's just good to go through, I guess. Maybe we'll just read through parts of it because I guess together. Fine, that makes sense. So it says now he says Be'ervin Kovdal Amidalf Matifim Miark Lechola B'Shabbes Klomer De Mashmiya Kol Mutar B'Makom Shechola Shein Bo Sakana. Fine, Mashmiya Kol is only Gzeira Drabanan. I'm sorry. Mashmiya Kol is a Gzeira Drabanan. Lechen Yisa Gemar Shabbes Kuchov Tesa Amidalf Dover Shein Bo Sakana Omer Lenochri Bo. Said Amir Lenochri Mutar B'Makom Shechola Shein Bo Sakana. So Amir Lenochri is another Gzeira that we're Mater, and we've seen that before. Valpi said Adon Rishonim Lomar De Refu Muteres Lechola Shein Bo Sakana Rak Osir Labari Shiyes Lo Meichus Be'Alma, which we've seen plenty already before. Fine. So that we all knew. We knew about Amira Lenochri and about Mashmiya Kol. And the question is, what about other refuas? Right? Fine. And we saw, okay, through the Rishonim. Okay, fine. And then he says, Ayn Magen Avram, the Mashmiya Kol b'mutter b'makom mitzvah, da'avi kol shekin mitzara chole. So is that so postured or not? That which is mutter by a chola is kolshig and mutter by a makom mitzvah or not? Are they shayach to each other or not? Makom choli or makom mitzvah? The kvar tamu achronim al kol v'chomer is that alam atzinu b'amir la'akum de mutter by makom chola shein b'sakana. You can ask under a guy to do a doraisa by makom chola shein b'sakana. V'lo kaimel en kadas bala iter amati b'amir la'nochri b'kol makom mitzvah. The bala iter said you could do a mir la'nochri even in the doraisa b'kol makom mitzvah. Right? You can have the guy turn on the lights in shul b'kol makom mitzvah. Lav dafka. So maybe that's different, and that's why we do it in shul. But
so it could be for an individual.
For an individual, we certainly don't pass like this bala iter. That's clear. Uh-huh. That's clear. We don't do a mir lanochri on the daraisa of a makom mitzvah with just a mir lanochri and daraisa. Maybe a shvus to shvus, makom mitzvah will be mutter. Mm-hmm. How many shvusim in the Mishnah Berurah? One place says two, and one place says three. Fine. But we certainly don't pass like this bala iter. So why? So why is the Magen Avraham's Kal V'Chomer make any sense? Right, you can't darshan from one to the other. You can't compare from one to the other because they're all gzeres rabbanan, and you don't know why one was nigzer here and one was nigzer there. They're not necessarily the same. Choli includes far more than makom mitzvah does, so why compare the two? So this is where Shechter presents his opinion right here. He says, yesh melacha daraisa, v'yesh melacha darabanan, v'yesh gezeros. Fine. Venira the hadam atir na mir lanachri mashmiya kol bat chol sheish basaka shein bo sakana hayinu taima the kol gzeros atir chachamim b'makom chola. They were only matir the gzeros. So he's mechal between sur drabanan between melachos drabanan and gzeros drabanan. They were matir only the gzeros. Umimela hu adinami b'sur mukto b'sur refuah shein yisur mel mishum gzera ve'ina afilu b'mechal melacha drabanan. Right? Mukta is aser atu tiltul. It's gzera and refuah is aser atu gzera shchigat samimanim. They're all gzeros. They're only aser because you might come to do a daraisa, and therefore they are aser. Right?
What would be an example of a
drabanan? A melacha drabanan?
Not a melacha drabanan.
Okay. So read the next paragraph. He says, and this is going to answer the Gemara in Ksuvi Samach Amaral. Right? Because the Gemara. Ubezen nichat mi asatos v'shabes ha'n gemel amad beiz tiladas rashi decholiv osur mitam disha. Right? Decholiv is daraisa mitam disha. So how come the goneach is yonek, right? Cholav v'shabes directly. Halol rabbanan rabbi Yehuda ein disha shalob gedule karko behema lav gedule karko. Right? But so fine. That he's asking from a different angle. Well, the question just is, how is it bichlal forget the chola? How is chaliva daraisa if it's disha shalom begdil lekarka?
Right.
That's just kasha on Rashi. The einir alomar da'afle rabbanon osir mid rabbanon. Right. It doesn't seem like it's only an issur rabbanon. Right. The rabbanon held in disha shalom begdil lekarka would say in achinami that that Rashi is only saying leader of Yehuda. Who says disha applies even shaloba gedule karka? If you think that disha daraisa applies shaloba gedule karka, so a mela chaliva could be daraisa. What about rabbanon who hold that ain't disha eloba gedule karka? So maybe they would say that chaliva is taka only a nisud rabbanon. He says he can't say that because of the gemara we saw. The hamar b'ksuvis perakaf al pi de goneach yonak cholav b'shabes my time far klachar yadu ubmakom tsar lo gozer rabbanon. Vim cholev tamid hayarak isid rabbanon yesh lahatir afilu bchaliva kedarka. If it was only an isid rabbanon, so bimokom tsar lo gozer rabbanon. Why do they need you to do a shinui on top of that? Right? It's, if the gemara is telling you the reason is bimokom tsar lo gozer rabbanon, so it sounds like once it's isid rabbanon they were gozer. So if chaliva bchalal is only isid rabbanon, they should have imatir you to do it directly. Why do you have to do it straight from the goat? So ve'enu nir latosvus lomar dein lahatir el mishum deikatarte kila achar yad udisid rabbanon. He says, and Tosfos is not going to say you need to do a drabbanon b'shinui. Right? It's not because you katar te kila achar yad and disha drabbanon. Now, the Ramban is going to say we're only matar drabbanon's b'shinui, but Tosfos not. He says, v'hini l'halacha lo kaim elin kesbaras ha-Tosfos l'hatir kol yisir drabbanon makom tzar v'makom chola. We saw this in Tosfos. Tosfos thinks you can matar all drabbanons. And he said, we don't paskin that way. Ela davka b'shvus mekilina. K'mevora kol zeb shulchan aruch u'prim agadim. Right? That you need to do a drabbanon b'shinui only. Says Venira Pashad Babir Ain Kanal. Dil Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda who hold Dein Disha Shaloba Gidule Karka. Right? So what is the Isser Khaliva being Cholev? He said, Malocha Midrabanan Miyahavya. Vafil Bakum Tsar Bakum Chola Ain Lahatir Malochos Drabanan. Vidavka Bishvus Dishvus Eshlaakel, Inami Bigzeros Eshlaakel, Bimakum Chola Shain Bosakana. He says that's a Malocha Drabanan, not a Gzeros Drabanan. The Malocha Drabanan is that which looks very much like an Issur D'oraisa. It's very parallel to an Issur D'oraisa. Not that you might come to do an Issur D'oraisa, but independently, there's so many similarities between this malacha, what the action that you're doing, sorry, and a malacha D'oraisa, that it's usher as a malacha D'rabanan. So chaliva, the whether disha, why is this disha not D'oraisa, has nothing to do with the action that you're doing. The action that you're doing should, in theory, be a daraisa. It just happens to be that a behemah is not considered a gedula karka.
The Hilchos Bishul also, there's a whole bunch of stuff like that. No?
It could be, right. That certain things could look like it, but it happens to be it's a klisheni.
Right.
So therefore, it might be a malacha drabanan as opposed to a takana gzeira drabanan, right? The malacha itself is so parallel to a daraisa that it's called a malacha drabanan. And therefore, in a chenami, so the goneach yonek chalav b'shabis, Makom Tzar, it could be that it's really Drabanan, and still it was Aser, right? Unless it was done B'Shinui. It was a Drabanan, but it's only Aser B'Shinui, because it's a Malacha Drabanan, and only done B'Shinui is it going to be a Shvus to Shvus, and we can mutter the Makom Chola She'en Bo Sakana. And then Rosh Hashanah tries to prove that this is a Chakira that is valid in other areas of Torah, and other areas of Shabbos also. We'll just look through the first one, but he has other rayas. We'll just see the first one. I guess v'apisum shar kol torah kula nami kamelan lechalik b'hachi yidu b'psachim kafem with beis ravina shayef lebarte b'goharki d'orla. Right, he was sach his daughter with shemen of the with the leaves of orla. Orla's also ra'ana. The isur d'araisa shelo k'derech hana asa shari b'makom cholish im b'sakana. Right, it's also ra'ana. So this is a daraisa shaloka derech hana. The normal way of getting hana from the goharki the orla is not via sicha; it's via eating or via grinding them up or doing something else. And therefore, it's mutter b'makom cholos she'en bo sakana. So ain sham biran v'reisi mishakasev the mehashamina the mirapim b'kol isuri hana shel divrim kigun chamish aver lava pesach v'kilei akherim b'chul v'afilu b'cholos she'en bo sakana. Right. Right, because you can be fine, and the Ramban quotes it. V'ani omer she'misrapim af b'isrei hano shel divrim k'derech hana asan. But no, it's different, d'oraisa shelo k'derech hana, than isrei d'rabanan k'derech hana asan. Why? The dil makili tfei isrei Torah shelo k'derech hana, misho shel divrim k'derech hana asan. V'lai she'omer b'ir d'var v'isrei hana d'rabanan. Hem isurei derabbanon. V'chol detikun rabbanon kein deraisa tikun. V'asurin af v'mokam cholos ha'im b'sakana. Mas ha'in ken isurei hana deraisa shalok adar hana havei rak gzeira v'eino isurei derabbanon. V'mokam cholos ha'im b'sakana ish lahatir gzeiras. Right? So if it's an isurei deraisa done shalok adar hana, that's like a shinui. So ena chinami, that's a gzeira. Because you might come to do it, but that is shinui. And therefore it's hana deraisa. But when it's an isurei derabbanon, so that incorporates, that means the Hanami Drabbanan is Aser as an Isser Drabbanan, not as a Gzeira Drabbanan, Makam Chalosh Eimba Sakana. We were Gozer on only Surei Drabbanan, not Gzeira Drabbanan, not only on Shabbos, and call it Kula. Fine. And, I mean, this is also Refus, so it makes sense to continue. Valdarach Zanir Levar Agmar Perakir Memem Beis, Rashbag Omer Isha Sacha Yadr Shemin, right? She can dip her hand into oil. Umechamamta Kenegeda, Umechamimata Kenegeda Medura. Right, and she can heat it up by the medura. V'sachal ibnak kasan katan ve'ena chosheshes, and she can then put it on her child, and she doesn't have to worry about anything. V'ikshol is a big mara. Rashbag ha'yim tanakama. Why did Travayos sphere like Hashem and Yishbo mishum bishul ve'hefsher zeu bishulo? Right, I this bishul by oil. That's a machlekas. V'hefsher zeu bishulo, and even warming it up or taking the chill out of it, it's considered bishul by shemen. So this should be bishul. Why is it mutter? Yeah. Umash ni ika benayu kalachar yad. That's the difference between Tanakama and Rashbag. Right? Because that's what Tanakama holds, that Hefsher is Obishulo. And Rashbag said you can put your hand up in front of the fire, and you're taking the chill out of the oil, you're heating it up a little bit, and therefore it should be Darai. So no, Rashbag is being matar kalachar yad. Perish Rashi, the Tanakama filo al de shini usr. Right? Tanakama says, afilo, this is not the normal way to heat up oil, to put it on your hand and stand in front of a medur, so it's kalachar yad. So Tanakama says that's usr, and Rashbag is going to say that is mutter. So he says, "V'nir levar b'das rashbag that she tatsa mupusasa al dalid yisodos." Aleph, the cholak zero sit here makom cholish ein b'sakana. Beis, the melacha do raisa kilachar yad ena ala afilu melacha drabanan ela isura mitam gzera. Right? We saw before isur hana mido raisa shelo kederach hana is only a gzera drabanan. So he's saying you say the same thing by a melacha do raisa alide shinui is also a gzera drabanan and not a melacha drabanan, right? So that's going to be pasha to him. Then why we're going to be matter for cholos ein bo sakana a drabanan straight b'shinui and the daraisa b'shinui because they're both gzeiros. We'll get to that. So gimel the tzrachei kat ktanim dinim kecholos ein bo sakana. So that's pretty much accepted that a katan is considered cholos ein bo sakana. And dalit af tzrach lasucha kat atinok geshem and cham bechol yom ugam ken nachutz v'dochov. That makes sense that you have to do it. Right? Okay, and what is Tanakama be a cholik on? So he wants to know. But what we come out from here is that if you accept this chilik between Melachos Rabbanan and Gzeres Rabbanan, you now have to figure out everything that's also in the Rabbanan, what does it fit into? So Rav Shechter's Mahalach is generally that which is Aser Rabbanan independently, so that's a Melacha Rabbanan. If it's only Aser because it's you're going to come to a Daraisa, so that's a Gzera. So it turns out that a malacha, an iser drabanan straight, is going to be more chamor than a daraisa dan b'shinui. Because daraisa dan b'shinui is only a gzeira that you might come to do it below shinui. Or shalok kederach hana, which is maybe equivalent to shinui by a daraisa, is that you might come to do it kederach hana. That's why it's iser drabanan. As opposed to eating a straight iser drabanan, kederach hana is bechlal the malacha drabanan, and therefore it's aser. So too here. To be sach v'shemen, even though it's a dara, even though they hold hefsheru zeu bishulo by shemen midaraisa, doing it kalachar yad is going to be mutter for cholish ein bo sakana because it's the daraisa bishinui, which is drabanan, but it's a gzeira drabanan, says mutter for cholish ein bo sakana as opposed to a malacha drabanan v'makom cholish ein bo sakana. Fine. So now, if you look in base, you have to give a little bit of rules to figure out exactly what is what, because otherwise you can just work by convenience, and that which we say is mutter is going to be a gzeir, and that which we say is also going to be a malacha. And there might be some of that. But let's see what he says in base. And he says, this is gufa, the machlokas that we've been seeing. So, inami eish lomar depligi begeder hagdaras malacha kalachar yad. So, inami, I'm not sure why it starts with inami, eish lomar depligi begeder din kalachar yad. The Mishnah Berurah Pasak, the Daka Malacha Derabbanan Ali De Shinui, Mutter B'Makam Cholash Ein Basakana, right? Only Derabbanan B'Shinui. Dishvus, B'Makam Chole, Shari. Right? We know that. Vedat HaRashaz B'Shulchan Aruch Shama, N'Shulchan Aruch HaRav, V'Chein Das Aigle Tal, Da'afilu Malacha Doraisa Kalachar Yad, Shari B'Makam Chole, right? Even the Doraisa B'Shinui, based on the Ramban. Right? Or Matur that. Fine. Right, so we know that's a famous machlokes. Can you do the Doraisa B'Shinui or not? Mr. Berurah says no. Shulchan Aruch Rav says yes. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to be stuck. What about the Goneach Yonek Chalav B'Shavis, which is seemingly a Doraisa B'Shinui, according to the way he wants to Paskin. He wants to hold a Chalivah's Doraisa. It's a Doraisa B'Shinui. So why is that Doraisa B'Shinui Mutter for Cholos Ein Bo Sakana? Tosva says Cholos Ein Bo Sakana. Right? Why is that Mutter, according to him, a Doraisa B'Shinui should be also for Cholos Ein Bo Sakana? So I Mishnah Berurah in Yantiv Tav Tzadi Vav. I don't know if we saw this last time or not, in the end. Shehik shalatzma mehachta goneach yonek chalav b'shabes, deminach hazin dekom lachat kalach harayat shari b'makom chalav shem b'sakana. Right? It's a doraisa b'shinui. V'tir, it's the shani ha'asam she'asam lachat be'ofen ha'meshun le'gamre. That's such a great shinui that's mutter. Uvera in yinir alo, mar demalachat kalach harayat shari amidaraisa. Delo mikri melachas machsheves. Ve'afta asura midrabanan, im be'emes inena kriya melachas machsheves, he says, right? Because it's not malach and machshavas at all. You can't. It's only a gzeira, and therefore, so the question is that's gufa on what they're being done on. That's gufa on what they're being done on. Is a doraisa b'shinui a malacha drabanan or a gzeira drabanan? Right? If you hold it's a gzeira drabanan, you'll not do it for cholos embosakana. If you hold it's a malacha drabanan, you'll aser it for cholos embosakana. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to hold that it's a malacha d'rabbanan, it's asur for a cholos ein bo sakana, unless it is done b'mishun nelagamre, which there it's clear to him that it's even there, it's a gzeira d'rabbanan.
So it's ironic, because then mishun nelagamre is more up to the deraisa than not mishun.
Why?
Because he's saying it turns into a gzeira when it's mishun nelagamre.
Right.
So the further you're moving away from how normal it is, the more it's becoming gzeira to the normal.
As opposed to a malacha. Meaning, when it's so similar, the Drabbanan asked it independently. You're saying, no. Yeah. When it's so different, they should have asked it independently.
It's
just, okay.
It means far, it's
right.
Going the opposite direction.
A little bit, yeah. Yep. Fine. So he's on the kachos. So the mishun lagamre the kol yami have rakzera v'sharb makom cholos shem b'sakana. Ubos hamalacha biktas shinui b'zeh nechlek u'achronim til das harashas v'egle tal af b'gai gavnei nasur ala b'chinas gzera. So rein hamalacha v'achsheves v'af midrabanan i'efshar laduna kemalacha. U'das hamishna brua chacham mechmir kan shtei chumris b'mo'os hamalacha b'shinui kal lechmir laduna adain kemalachas machsheves. He says that's the difference. He says it's midrabanan. It's called hamalachas machsheves. So it's not that it's an independent din. It's a malachas machsheves midrabanan, as opposed to not as being only a gzeira atu daraisa. Well, that's a mishnah brurah, right? And then basura b'toras malacha drabanan. If it's a malacha b'shinui gamur, so that's a separate din. And everyone agrees that that's a shinui, right? So if you accept that, so then it makes a lot of sense. Why do you need to do a drabanan b'shinui, but a daraisa b'shinui also? Because one's a gzeira and one is, according to the Egelei Tal and the Shulchan Aruch, one is a gzeira and one is a malacha, and the malacha d'rabbanan is not mutter for cholos ein bo sakana unless you do it b'shinui, but a gzeira d'rabbanan is mutter, which explains why Amir L'Nachri is mutter without a shinui, which explains why you don't need Reb Chaim Kanievsky's pilpul by why you're allowed to take medication straight. Why don't you have to take medications b'shinui? So he said achila shiny. But they didn't have any svara. Why is achila shiny? So you can come up with reasons why achila shiny. But according to this svara, it's mutter because it's only a gzera. So a gzera does not require a drabanan. So that fits very, very nicely. And you'll tell me music is also a gzera, and therefore doesn't require a drabanan, and it doesn't require a shinui. And anything that's a malacha drabanan does require a shinui. So it works very well. Fine. So this is the part where it gets a little bit more confusing. How do you deal with a malacha shein srich l'gufa? So maybe it's because I will stop in Rav Shechter right now. We'll see the Gemara. So I didn't give you the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, right, Amacham b'saner, b'nei shum misyari, b'nei, it's from b'madlikin. Right, b'nei shum misyari, b'nei goyim, b'nei listim, b'nei, right, b'nei rocha, b'shul ha'shoch, ha'lo she'ishan potter. Right, k'chasa al-shem, k'chasa al-ner, k'chasa al-pti l'chayev, Rav Shimon potter mekulan, right? Mipneishu osa pecham. Right? Unless he's right? Fine. Because it's a malach, so first of all, we're talking about a chola she ein bo sakana. That's the maskana of this Gemara. You can see inside. Right? Rashi, at the beginning of the Gemara says, Midikani seif achayav. Rashi says, Kechasal ner, kechasal shem, kechasal til achayav. Right? So it says chayav, so shema mina, it's Rabbi Yehudahi. Right? Because it has to be, because it's a malach, right? the race, so race of Mayaskinon, Iba Cholos Yesh Basakana, Mutter Mibayale, Viva Cholos Ein Basakana, Chayav Chatas Mibayale, so Olam Cholos Yesh Basakana, Bedinhu, the Litany Mutter, Vaidi the Bayle, Mitney Safe, Chayav Tanami Race of Potter. Okay? So Vahatan Yerbeosia, Imbishvila Cholos Yishan, Loyechabe, Vim Kiba Potter of Al Osir. Right? So he just has the Lashon, Rabbi Yoshia has the Lashon of the Mishnah, what sounds like the Mishnah in a much more clear formulation. Right? He says, Bishvila Cholos Yishan, you shouldn't do it, and if you did it, you're potter. So it's clear that it's not mutter. Potter of al-Osir. He said potter of al-Osir, so it's clearly midrabanan. So, hi, b'cholos she'en bo sakana, ve'rebi shimin hi. It's a cholos she'en bo sakana. Right? So look at Rashi. V'had dani Rabbi Yoshia behedi of al-Osir. Rebi shimin hi, the potter le mishum, eina tzricha l'gufa. We're talking about a cholos she'en bo sakana, and it's a melacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. So it's also drabanan only, but you're not allowed to do it. It's a drabanan, and therefore you can't do it. So you see from here, you can't do it. And this is Rabbanan for a cholos ein bo sakana, right? Because the melacha chayin is richa legufa. So if you continue, I just brought you the tour and the Beis Yosef. The tour just has it clear. Hamechan bes ha'nerim pnei shu yarim pnei goyim pnei listim or ruach waro lo'tzara cholos ein bo sakana potra v'loser v'im yesh bo sakana mudra l'chadchilo, right? Yesh bo sakana, you can do everything you want, it's fine. Vim kibau mipnei shachas al nera al shem al aptila chapoter vim kibau kadeh lahaviv aptila chayav chatos. Right? If you just want to save the stuff, it's melacha shein srich lagufa also, so it's still poter. But if you want to make the ptila better, then it's srich lagufa, and then you're chayav chatos, even for us who paskin that melacha shein srich lagufa is poter. Okay? And the Beis Yosef, we just see from here that the Torah at least paskins melacha shein srich lagufa is potter, the Rambam paskins chayev, and we don't paskin like the Rambam. Although that's going to be a point of contention. We don't paskin like the Rambam, but are we machmer whenever we can like the Rambam anyway? So that's a question. So in Rabbi Badner's book, so he says, so based on on the top here, it's all in English except for there's like a couple of hosafos that he has in Hebrew. So it's page 67 of his sefer. So he says, "Katavna b'fneim de latzara cholos ein basakane hitiru kolas shvusim chutz mimelacha shein tzrich lagufa shehi shvus chamura." Right. So we know you have to do the rabbanan b'shinui, and then the Mishnah Berurah said, based on the Chai Adam, if you can't do it b'shinui, then if you're stuck, you can even do it without a shinui, right? Because we can rely on the opinion of the Rosh or on the opinion of the Torah and the Rambam that all the rabbanans are mutter. So when you're absolutely stuck, then you can do it without a shinui. So what about mimelacha shein tzrich lagufa? He said, no. So gam evur b'mishnah brura sheshvut zulo etir lecholos shein basakana. We'll see it in a minute. Om na bekam b'mkomos bilcha Shabbos masker mishnah brura sheitiras yis melachos shein tzrich lagufa b'mikra shel tzar v'chole ulecharet v'ira mishnah brura nirim kesotrim zelazeh. Fine. So let's just see that first. So let's see in, if you go to Reishayin Ches, which is that din. Reishayin Ches is one sif. Mudra lechavos ne'er b'shvil sheishan lecholos sheyesh bo sakana. Right? Does the Ramah even add anything? No. Right? You're allowed to do it seemingly only for a cholos sheyesh bo sakana. And if you look in fine. So if you look in Mishnah Berurah, so first he deals with weight. Maybe you have to move the chola out first, right? Do you need to do it, meaning when you're doing a melacha for a chola sheyesh bo sakana, so do you have to do a shinui or not? How much do you have to try to not do a melacha when you can avoid it? So we don't really talk about this, but he says if you can move the person out of the room where the light's on and go somewhere else, so then he should do that as opposed to turning the light off. The only question is when you can't move him out, then you could shut the light off. Fine. Right? And Basie points out, and when he wakes up, you can turn it back on again. And you should really use a goy if you can, because if he holds like the Ramah, you should always do all of these things, b'shinui whenever possible. Fine, so in Gimel he says, "Acholos sheish b'sakana shabikloch nefesh nocha Shabbos ukid lekamon b'siman shen chavches wodin k'shemitziarim pnei listim shlo yavo alav v'yarguhu." Okay, that's also b'kloch nefesh. Ve'in lo eitz alahasir sa'or gam ken mutar lechavos. Fine. V'chasu achronim duhadim b'shvil acholos shu safik sakana gam ken mutar lechavos. Okay, that's obvious. Safik sakana is the same din as sakana for all of the Shabbos. Avel b'shvil acholos she'ein bo sakana Osir lechavos lechule alma. Fine, that's clear in the Gemara. Ve'afilu la poskim disvira lehu de'en al kibui chiyuv chatas mishum de'havei melacha shein tzrich legufa. We're telling us the Rabbanan, therefore. Afilu hachi osir midivrei sofrim. Ulakach nikreis malacha she'im etzarech legufa. Sharei ein tzarech letachlis hamalacha. There is some tachlis of the malacha that's identified as this is the tachlis of each malacha has a tachlis, a particular tachlis, and you're doing it for a different tachlis. You don't need the kibbutz, you don't need the candle per se to be out. You just want it to be dark. You want to save the oil. You don't care if the candle's out. You just don't want the oil to burn. You want to keep the cheres intact. You want to save them. You're putting out the fire so your house doesn't burn down. You're not mechavin to the tachlis. Machlokas rishonim. What is melacha shein tzarich legufa? Tosfos seems to say that if it wasn't like it wasn't for the purpose done in the mishkan, so it's ein tzarich legufa. And Rashi seems to say if it's a melacha siluk, you just want to get rid of it. You don't actually want to accomplish the goal. You just want to get rid of it. Right? And you didn't really want to do this malacha, so that's in its richa legufa. But if you think about it, Rabbi Blech pointed this out a number of shirim, because we're in this room, so we should be masker, that really, if you push Rashi to the limit, well, you have to tell me what the official tachlis is. There is some list somewhere, whether it's what that which was done in the Mishkan, or there's some other list to tell me that I'm only doing this for another purpose, right? Well, another purpose means that there was a purpose here. What is the purpose here? So Chazal have to tell you by each malacha what the purpose is here. So to be mechabe apparently means that you're being mechabe to make the fire better. So the way to make the fire better is because you want to make the ptila better. But anytime you're not making the ptila better, so then it's a malacha shein tzarich legufa. Fine. No. In the model of, he's saying even Rashi is like the model of Tosfos, that there is a tachlis somewhere,
right.
But it's not necessarily that which was done in the Mishkan. Okay. You don't necessarily have to be limited to that which was done in the Mishkan. It could be that which was done in the Mishkan fits in some broader framework, where Tosfos may disagree. Right. But it's clear that there has to be some tachlis that we're, right? We assume that the tachlis is X, but that's not necessarily true. So, v'chein adim b'shar malachis, okay. He gives us examples. It's helpful to go through. Kigona chofer guma vein tzarich ala afra. You dig a hole and you only need the dirt. You don't need the hole. Shem malacha ya guma. Right? The malacha is digging a hole. And how does he know that? He knows that. V'chayev habayis mishem bonu besadim mishem choresh. Right? If you actually dig a hole to make a hole. V'kev and ein tzarich laguma havei malacha shein tzarich lagufa. But here, if you just want the dirt, it's ein tzarich lagufa. V'ein lacha kibo ya tzarich lagufo. Elok shu mecha be'etzim lasos mehem pechomim. When you put out the fire of wood because you want to make coals. The halo zet tzarich legufa malacha shari efshar lasos bechamim lo sheichabe. Now he's saying, well, you are mechabin to the gufa of the malacha because you can't make coals otherwise. So does that make it mukhrach? It makes it a psik. If it's the only way to accomplish this goal, it becomes tzarich legufa. Is that really the definition that he's saying? I'm not sure. I think that's what he's saying, but I'm not sure that that's universally applicable. V'chein shu mechabe saptil mnei shetzarich lahaveva. You want to make the ptila better next time. What does that mean? So the other poskim say, because you're digging a hole for the dirt, you're doing the same physical action. So whether it's asur d'oraisa or asur d'rabbanan is dependent on your machshava. So that's why it's chomer, because it's very, 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 very close to d'oraisa. Because it's be mechshava bilvad, it seems that it can transfer from a d'oraisa to a d'rabbanan. So now Rabbi Bonner points out, yeah, that's not so pashut in Mishnah Berurah. In all sorts of other places, but in all sorts of other places, he seems to say that things are mutter for a chole because it's malacha shein tzarich leguva. So we'll have to see, we'll go through all of them, then we'll see his svara, and he quotes Mordechai Benet, he gives an answer, and so we'll go through that, Mirzah Shem, we'll go through next time. All right. Shkoyach.